produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never
would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey, I would
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for today, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for this year that you have given Finding My Way Radio, Lord God. Lord, keep each and every one that tunes in to Finding My Way Radio, Lord God, that they may find you, Lord God, and that they may not see the people, but to hear you, Lord God, and to know that you are here with them in spite of some of the circumstances that they may be going through, Lord God. Lord, keep everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, and touch everyone behind the scenes and those that speak on this platform, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, I just ask you, Lord God, to continue to keep Kayla Padgett and Miss Josie and her family and each and everyone that is here, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Just thank you, Lord God. I just can't begin to thank you enough. All your tender mercies that you have done and continue to do. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in with us today. Wow, a whole year. I'm super, super grateful. Today, I want to talk about becoming the better version of yourself, And when I think of becoming the better version of yourself, I think of Saul in the Bible, of how, you know, he didn't believe in the beginning. And then as he began to believe and began to follow Christ, and then his name changed and he became Paul. And so just, you know, listening to his story and just reading up on his story, it really astounds me that many of us, you know, to become the better version of ourselves, you know, we all started as a babe in Christ. And how we continue to grow and how God continues to put people in your pathway that help you to elevate to who you are today and whom you are becoming. And so I'm forever grateful for the journey that we're all on, right? We all run a different race in the midst of reaching the golden gates, right? And so becoming the better version of ourselves is super important. It's a daily activity that you do. Beyond Sunday, beyond Saturday, beyond Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and back around to Friday and Saturday again. And I'm so ever grateful as I look back over my life that I don't look like what I've been through, right? And so many of you don't as well, don't look like what you've been through. And so that guiding principle that Apostle Paul had just given the people, and to show that, you know, he had changed his life around. He had turned his life around for the good, right? Because so many people were trying to kill him in the midst. And as we look back over our lives and the things that we have gone through, we can all take the moment to throw our hands up and just give God a hallelujah anyhow of thanking him, so to say, for all that he has truly, truly brought us through. Some of us, you know, as you get in your cars days in and days out, and or maybe even just driving down the road, right? And sometimes we may see accidents along the way. We may see someone that may have been hit on the side of the road or whatever may have you. And I just thank God for the delays that we have in our life. And sometimes even when we want to be so impatient and want to do things on our own term, of the fact that he delays us. He delays us because he knows what's ahead. And so of his journey, of Saul's journey, of him not knowing, right? Just to know if he knew ahead that he would serve someone that he didn't even fathom that he was going to serve, right? He really spoke really ill will against God of the people that were serving him. And he wanted, you know, to kill people in the beginning for serving a man such as Christ, right? And so it was just like, wow, and reading this and how just, you know, a beacon of light can really turn your life around, and how you could be ministered to, or however that you came to know Christ, that it saved your life. Just think, if we had continued on the same journey and the same path that we had been on years ago, or maybe just even last week, and you had that aha moment, or you had that shaking in your spirit moment of that, I really do need to change from my wicked ways, right? And not saying that we're all perfect or anything like that, just the fact that, you know, we are pressing towards the goal, as it says in Philippians 3:14, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And so that's the National Standard Version. And so, you know, pressing, you know, we press each and every day. And no, it's not an easy task to press. But I'm so grateful that he rocks me in the cradles of his arms, even when sometimes I don't even think that he's there, right? Sometimes we can really doubt of, like, why would you allow this to happen, right? And so in the midst of, you know, Saul's life, he experienced a whole lot of things and how God took and had him to be moved. To move to a whole different city, right? And so oftentimes, even in our comfortable space that we think that we are in, and the fact that we feel that things are going the way we want them to go, and sometimes maybe really not going the way we want them to go, but in that moment, it feels great for us. And then when it becomes really, really uncomfortable, sometimes we just need to be pushed, right? Because some of us will keep going back and keep circling back to the same things, right? And so it says, press towards the goal of the prize. And so as he really learned that, you know, God's unchanging hand will truly, truly help him in whatever situation, right? And he began to join in with the people that believed in Christ. He began to be a follower of them. He began to preach. And many of us, as we have, you know, changed partners of who we choose to serve, right? Because you can't serve two masters. In the midst of doing so, you know, even in our own lives, people will be like, you know, wow, she is a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite. He used to. That used to person don't live here anymore. And so oftentimes in the midst, people don't see the greatness that God is doing in your life, to see that he is propelling you forward in a new direction, right? And if you notice, if you're reading in the book of Philippians in verse 12 and 14, Paul talks about pressing on. The Greek word, a translation, press on, is dokeo, and it means to run swiftly after. And so he began to run swiftly after he knew that God would truly, truly had changed his life. And so when running swiftly to the call of God in Christ Jesus, and in the future message, I want to talk about the dangers of nothing, of settling into life. And so sometimes, you know, we settle and we know that we're not in a good place, right? To settle there. And so in the midst of this, you know, we have to really start, you know, getting hungry for what it is that we really, really want, and becoming the better version of ourselves, the better version that Christ really wants us to be. Because sometimes of being the better version of you, we think that we really know what it is that we really want. And I'm so grateful that, you know, that God doesn't really lay out the full blueprint for us to really say, hey, this is the blueprint that I have for your life. Many of us, we would truly turn back because, you know, it would be too comfortable of staying, it would stay comfortable where we are, so to say. But propelling forward through, you know, life and all these twists and turns and the bumps and the hills that we have to go over, right? Because if he just give it right to us, then we wouldn't really be appreciative of the things that he has given us. And so it's super important to know such as things as a spiritual retirement, that it's time for someone else to do it, right? Sometimes we try to do it all by ourselves because we think that we have the keys in our hand, and not giving God the keys and the people that he has sent in our lives to really, really do what it is that he has for them to do in our lives. If people come in our lives for reasons, right? And so it's super important that, you know, sometimes to have that ear where you can really hear God, right? Hearing him. And so, you know, as I reflect back on different things of growing up in the church and some things that you really didn't understand as a babe, and as you get older, you know, into growing in Christ and really reading and studying thyself approving, yes, the road is going to get scary along the way, but anything along the way that's really, really good for us, it's not going to feel so good, right? Because we're so comfortable and being in that space that I keep referencing to. And so oftentimes many refer to as the universe, but I know a God that sits high and look low over the universe, that I'm so forever grateful that, you know, he continues to just keep pressing, right? Sometimes we get so complacent, and sometimes he had to even snatch some people out of our lives. He has to snatch some of these material things that we hang on to. And so in the midst, he's nurturing us. It's like a baby that needs medicine to get better, right? Or a child that's a sick child that needs to get better. Or, you know, that person that if this just really doesn't happen and some things are snatched away, it just won't propel them forward. And so what does the better version of you look like? Well, for many of us, it's really, really different, right? Because we all walk in, it's all a personal journey. Maybe it's for you to get healthier in your situation that you're in. Maybe it's your mindset. Maybe it's even being better with your finances, not only so that you can help the kingdom of God, but so that you can also get to a place where you can be a blessing to others and not be so tight-fisted. Ouch, right? And so being the best version of you is no longer being single, right? So many of us, we pray for so many things behind closed doors, and sometimes God will send those people in your pathway that you don't even understand of how do they know what it was that I prayed for. I don't know this person from a can of paint. And the fact is, my prayers that I said in my silent time, they is just, you know, it is really blowing my mind. And so, you know, God will find ways to push you into being the better version of you. You know, most of the time, many of us, we pray on Sundays or pray on Saturdays, but throughout the week, we don't even pray for our other sisters and brothers. And so begin to pray for others as much as you pray for yourself, or more than you pray for yourself, I should say, because many of us don't even put a covering over ourselves. And so being the best version of you will truly, truly get you closer to God, right? It will definitely get you closer to God. And, you know, having that new enthusiasm and believing that this is going to be an incredible year, it's going to accelerate growth for me. And for many of you, doesn't that sound like a really great idea that it's going to elevate you to some places that you didn't even think that you were capable or even worthy of earning? And so being the better version of yourself and allowing God to work in your life the way God worked in Saul's life. And it's many others in the Bible. As I talked about Moses before, God worked in Moses' life, right? He worked in so many people's lives in the Bible to show us that even still today, he's still working. And I'm so grateful that he's working day in and day out. And so sometimes we get down in a rut so far for way too long that we don't even know which way is really, really up. But I promise you, if you just keep hanging on and hold on to his unchanging hand. And yes, sometimes many of us, we need to go talk to a professional, right? Not saying that professional can change the situation, but stay rooted in your word as well. Sometimes many of us, our mental estate gets abrupt, you know, with different things that people do. Church hurt is real. The things that people do to you in churches sometimes can be really, really cruel and mean. Worse than the people that's out on the street. And so it's super important to definitely stay connected. That's why fellowship is so important. Fellowship is so important. And that's why, you know, we are the temple, right? We are the temple. We are the church. Our physical being is the temple, right? Because we carry it around every day. We should carry Christ around with us each and every day. But it's so nice when you get to fellowship on Sundays or whenever the church doors are open, to go inside and to fellowship with someone. We may not connect with everyone that's on the pew that's, you know, that circles around us, but finding someone that can be a prayer partner when your fuel gets low and you can't pray for yourself, it's going to help you to become the better version of you. Staying connected and rooted in your Bible, asking God to lead you and guide you to the right chapters, the right parables in the Bible. He will truly, truly guide you. And oftentimes, you don't know what to say. Say it from your heart. He already knows what it is that we stand in need of. And so I'm forever grateful that I don't look like what I've been through a year ago. I don't look like what I've been through 10 years ago. It'd be coming up on 10 years that my mom got her spiritual wings to go on to heaven. And so in the midst of even that person that's out there that's listening under the sound of my voice, that may have gained their heavenly eternal life in heaven, you know, they were here for a reason, to plant a seed. And they did that. And it's going to be people along the way that's going to plant some bad seeds, even some good seeds along the way. And so even in the midst, it's helping you to become a better version of yourselves. Many of us, we may not look at it that way, but everyone has a seed that they're planting. We're all are farmers. We're all a fisherman of some sort and some facet of our life. And so even in the midst of all the things that happened in Saul's life throughout his journey of him didn't believe and him coming to know Christ for himself and him taking and going into Tarshish and all this other things along his journey. And it's a great, great read to read it. So when you get a chance, definitely read the book of Acts and read a little bit and Philippians as well. And just the Bible will truly, truly blow your mind. And what's so funny about it is, you know, God has a true sense of humor of when you really, really begin to get rooted in your word and really begin to read and, you know, it really unfolds some things in your life and some things that you might have said, some things that may have happened in your dream that may seem like deja vu, and it begins to come to pass. It's mind blowing. It is truly, truly mind blowing. And so, you know, in the midst, keep walking forward. Don't look back in the midst of this journey. God's preparing you for something great. And oftentimes the naysayers along the way that has so much to say along the way, they'll begin to sit at your table and begin to feast on milk and honey with you. And so oftentimes we have to begin to take the blocks that people of the naysayers or those that may not see us in the light that God sees us in, and take those blocks and build your house, right? Some people, those naysayers that really don't believe that you've changed and the things of life that, you know, the direction that you're not going in, you know, allow them to keep their own bricks. So I challenge you to propel forward. Be the best version of you that you can possibly be. Saul's story was so powerful of, you know, as he continued on. And then after a while in the Bible, you didn't hear about him anymore, so to say, as you kept reading and, you know, following his story along. But it amazes me that, you know, many of us, sometimes we drop out of the story as well because we've done our part. You've done your part in the midst of what you were here to fulfill or what you were meant to fulfill while your presence was in that person's space at that given time or for that season, so to say. And so oftentimes we have to really stop dwelling on what it is that people that really mean us no good, that they want to talk about and say about and gossip about. Right? We have to be the best version that we can be each and every day. And you just never know who's watching, who's listening. And get out there and be the best you that you can possibly be. And hopefully the melodies of this song will truly touch you, and that you will definitely dust off your Bible. If you haven't picked up your Bible in quite some time, I know I've gotten really used to using my apps on my phone. And, you know, I was just telling someone the other day, like, you know, all of these different technology things that are coming, it's great. It's great. Technology is really, really great. But getting back to the foundation of something that won't have sinking sand. So if you have a Bible, dust your Bible off. Get those cobwebs off of there and get into your word. That's the best novel that any of us can possibly read. Any of us. And so I challenge you, along with challenging myself, to touch the words on those pages and make your notes and highlights and all of that. And so I'm forever grateful for Finding My Way Radio, as well as Josie's inspiration, and definitely for the sponsors and everyone that has definitely poured in to this ministry and believing in Kayla. I greatly appreciate this platform. And wow, what a whole year. I'm forever grateful. And so, dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord God, to just hope that this message just touched someone, Lord God, and know that you do all things. And the fact that the matter is that you're going to be there even when their friends turn their back, even when the road gets rocky, Lord God, even sometimes when your money even get a little funny, that you still stand there in the trenches, Lord God, and that you still allow us to see you in the end of it all, through all of the madness and the craziness that we may go through throughout our week, throughout our journey, even with the bumps, the toss, and the turns. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I just can't begin to thank you enough that you looked down and saw little old teeny me and little old teeny you all the way over there, way in the back, that you saw fit to just keep on just keeping us and keeping our mind and just keeping us in our right spirit, Lord God, to be a blessing to someone else, because that's what it's all about. And so I'm so forever grateful for all your tender mercies, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. And so I want to thank you so much for taking the time to tune in with the Nurtured by Natasha channel here on today. You can follow me over on Facebook at Nurtured by Natasha VIP page, as well as on Instagram, Nurtured by Natasha. We greatly appreciate you, and we look forward to speaking with you once again on our next show. We greatly appreciate each and every one of you for taking the time out of your day to just to tune in. And may God continue to bless you and elevate you to be the best you that you can be. Take care, everyone.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.